You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow us on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA.
He's just been really willing offensively to give himself up. He knows the attention he draws, and he's been willing to do that. It's frustrating at times, but he's still getting shots. A lot of them are offensive rebounds. I understand that, but he's still getting the ball down there and getting a chance to score. But it's not an easy way to play. It's a way to play that, you know, when you're all about winning, and that's what he has been. He's playing really, really unselfish basketball. I mean, he's really trying to play winning basketball.
That was Stan Van Gundy on Andre Drummond after the Pistons beat the Bucks to move to 2-1. A couple nights later, they beat the Knicks, went to 3-1. Everything seemed on the up and up. And then last night, the Pistons lost to the Nets. They got killed by the Nets, to be more accurate. Detroit made a nice comeback at the end in the second half. Too little, too late. The Pistons really came out with no energy. Their defense was awful. The Nets had just Detroit scrambling, and then once Detroit got scrambling, the Nets attacked. Felt like Brook Lopez was everywhere, including beyond the arc. He made 4 3-pointers, matching what was his career total. Jeremy Lin was picking the Pistons apart till he got hurt. Then Sean Kilpatrick was picking the Pistons apart. Yeah, the Pistons picked it up a little bit in the second half, but the effort was not there in the first Pistons' first road game against a team that the Detroit should be better than. The only other road game was against the Raptors to open the season, and in Detroit's first second game of a back-to-back. So maybe those were part of the problem, but I'll tell you where Stan Van Gundy directed his blame after the game, and that was at Andre Drummond. For all those compliments Stan Van Gundy gave Drummond earlier in the season, and what that quote you heard, that was not atypical. Van Gundy had said those things multiple times, and I don't think it takes too much of a strain listen to reading in those comments and see, no, Van Gundy wasn't just praising Drummond for doing the little things and playing hard, even if it didn't result in a lot of shots. He was praising him for that, but I think he was also trying to condition Drummond to believe, yes, this is a good thing. If you play this way, you will get recognized. This is how you play. And like, instill this attitude, and not, there was no like threat at the end about now he's got to keep it up or anything like that. It was kind of like, hey, Andre, this is how you play, and if you say it enough times, maybe it'll become true. It did not become true, because after the loss to the Nets, Stan Van Gundy said, this is via Vince Ellis of the Detroit Free Press, quote, "He was just, in my opinion, bringing absolutely nothing to the game. I don't know if he was tired or what the deal was, but he didn't bring any energy to the game," end quote. That's a pretty harsh assessment. I don't think it's totally inaccurate. Yeah, Drummond did look a little sluggish. He wasn't making his usual impact. He can be much better. And this is not necessarily atypical from him either. We've seen this in the past. His effort isn't always 100%. I don't know if it's a conditioning thing, a mental thing, or what, where the exact problem is, but we have seen this. So it's not super hard to diagnose. What I think Van Gundy left off a little bit from that quote is that, and there's a reason he left that off, I'll get to this, is that even when Drummond is not giving maximum effort, he's still pretty good. Not as good as he can be. And you don't want to settle for him being only pretty good when he can be very good. But he's still pretty good. He's still so big, so athletic. There's so much good going on with his game that he's going to get some rebounds. He's going to convert some shots inside. And he did that against the Nets. He also showed off his passing skills. He had 4 assists. Those were not necessarily high-effort plays. They were the right plays. They were smart plays. They were effective plays. They don't attest to his effort, which, no, was not good. But now that he has, like, the size and a little more touch with the ball, he's still pretty good when he's coasting. Van Gundy gave the Pistons less of a chance to come back against the Nets by gluing Drummond to the bench. Drummond didn't play the final 16-plus minutes of the game. And it's because of what Van Gundy said. He was just, you know, fed up with Drummond's energy, and I get that. It's a pretty bold way to handle it, but I get it. I mean, even Drummond coasting, he was better, going to be a better option than Aaron Baines late. Aaron Baines was fine. He came and he played hard and he made somewhat of an impact. But by the end, it gets to the point where his limitations just get exposed. He's not as talented as Drummond. He doesn't leap like Drummond. He's not as quick as Drummond. He's not as good a finisher. I mean, he's just not the caliber of player and athlete Drummond is. So Baines has to work way harder to have an impact, and he does. Credit him for that. You know, we might find that admirable and respect that more than Drummond coasting. That's fine. But you also have to recognize that this is not an effort league. It's a results league. And if Drummond can do more with less effort, okay, sometimes you have to live with that. This was not one of those times. Van Gundy decided he wasn't going to live with it. And I hope that's not a miscalculation of on Van Gundy's part, not recognizing, you know, how good Drummond can be when he's coasting. Because sometimes you need to win a game. I don't know if it was a game the Pistons needed to win. There are not must-win games in November. They were 3-1, feeling good, starting to get some positive press. The buzz had sort of turned into, wow, if they're this good without Reggie Jackson, imagine how good they'll be with him. Some of that was premature. They had played the schedule to this point. This was the first game that did not go as expected. They had three games at home against teams that I think they're better than. They had one game on the road against a team I think they're worse than. So they went 3-1 to start the year. It should not have been a cause for a lot of hype, but sometimes players can believe their own press clippings, and there are better times than others to send a message. And for my money, if Van Gundy was trying to send a message, this was a pretty good time. If this motivates Drummond, if this helps him realize that he needs to play harder, play with more intensity, with more energy, if this is going to help him play better in a crucial game late in the season as the Pistons are jockeying for playoff position, or even more importantly, if it's going to help him play better in the playoffs, it was worth it. Yeah, the Pistons made a nice comeback. They tightened up on defense. Marcus Morris and Tobias Harris continue to look good offensively. Their defense picked up a little bit, especially Marcus Morris. It was not satisfactory for either one of them and really the team as a whole early, but they picked it up. But when you have Drummond, your best player, glued to the bench, it just makes it harder to come back. And so this is going to intensify all of Drummond's critics. And yeah, they're right about this. They're wrong about the scope of it. No player is perfect. Every player is going to have flaws. One of Drummond's is that he does not always play hard. And that infuriates fans. I get it. It's not the most pleasant thing. We all believe that if we were in his shoes, we would give it our all. And you look at the history of the Pistons, the fan favorites here in Detroit, in Michigan, it's not always the best players, the most talented players. It's the players that work the hardest. It's somebody like Ben Wallace before he showed just how good he was. The fans already loved him. It's somebody like Jerome Williams, Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn. It's the guys who play hard all the time and don't give an inch. And that's not always Drummond. But the alternative is a less talented player who plays hard, and it's so much harder to get more out of him. The players who get the most out of their potential, that's great for them. I love it. I respect it. But that's it. They've hit their ceiling. Drummond, there's more to go, and he's already very good and so impactful. An analogy I like to use for these is, imagine that you are going to coach up a runner. He's going to run a 100-meter race. And you got to pick one of two. And you're going to get one, and I'm going to get one. And whoever runner wins the race a month from now, that person's going to win. So we watch these two runners go, and they both run the race in 11 seconds. They both have the exact same time. Runner A has perfect form. Absolutely perfect. Arms pumping, nice, beautiful strides. Everything is perfect for him. Runner B is a mess. He's herking and jerking all over. He's stumbling. He's off balance. Just a mess. Who would you rather have? It's counterintuitive to some people with some outlooks, but the answer is the guy with terrible form, because he can only get better. If they're starting off tied, if they're running at the same time, the guy who's a mess can only get better. The guy who's in perfect form cannot. He is at his peak. He is not going to get faster. Yeah, you got a lot of respect for somebody who learned how to run the exact right way, who has perfect form. But I'd rather bank on the guy who doesn't and is already just as good. Andre Drummond is very good. He is an all-star player. He is the Pistons' best player. And he's going to have games like this sometimes. Hopefully they're fewer and further between. And hopefully Van Gundy's message to him landed. But the solution is not just to cut bait and trade Drummond and, you know, get some lesser player so you feel better about the Pistons' effort. It's to work with him and try and get him there. That's the solution. Thank you for listening to Locked On Pistons. You can follow us on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.